thanks for downloading the audio podcast of this week's sermon. We pray you'll be blessed and encouraged with the words you hear.
A minister in a village not too far from here faithfully preaches the gospel in his church every Sunday. And week by week, he noticed that there was a man in the church. And when the man was going out, this man always had tears in his eyes. So the minister spoke to him. He wasn't a believer, the man. And the minister's urging him every week. He would urge him to commit his life to Jesus Christ. So the man said, well, I'm thinking about it, but not just yet. I am thinking about it, but just not yet. Well, not long after that, the man was taken to hospital. He was very ill. He had to have emergency surgery. And the minister went and visited him in hospital. And again, he was urging him, come to Jesus. Give your life to Jesus. And the man said, well, I'm still thinking about it. And I am going to do it. He said, as soon as I get out of here, I'm going to come back to church. And when I'm in church, I'm going to give myself to Jesus. The minister said, listen, you don't have to wait till you're back in church. Jesus is waiting for you, and you can give your life to Jesus now. You can do it anywhere. You can do it at any time. You don't have to wait to come back to church to give yourself to Jesus. But the man was quite insistent. No, I want to wait, and I want to come back to church, and I want to do it there. So he was due to be discharged. He took a turn for the worse, and he died very suddenly. He never made it back to church. He was always waiting, putting off, delaying. God was speaking to him, but he was hardening his heart. He was delaying responding to the voice of God. Every time the challenge came to him, trust in Jesus, commit yourself to Jesus, he would say, not just yet, not just yet. Waiting for another opportunity, waiting to this right place. He intended to come in his own time, but he ran out of time. He died, and it was too late. I heard that story just this week, and I was so moved by it. Because I know that there are many times when God is speaking right into people's hearts, and yet many times people convince themselves that they still have time. They say, I won't come just yet. I'll put it off to next week, or next month, or next year, or a more convenient time, or in a different place. But none of us is even promised tomorrow. We are not even promised another breath. And even if we did live for another 50 years, we have no guarantee that God will ever speak directly to our hearts again. It's a very dangerous thing to ignore the voice of God when he's speaking to you. Going to read some verses from Hebrews 3. And one of the key verses in this passage is this. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. Hebrews chapter 3, I'm reading from verse 7 to verse 13. Hebrews 3, 7 to 13. So, as the Holy Spirit says, today, that's the important bit, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts, as you did in the rebellion, during the time of testing in the desert, where your fathers tested and tried me, and for 40 years saw what I did. That is why I was angry with that generation, and I said, their hearts are always going astray, and they've not known my ways. So I declared on oath in my anger, they shall never enter my rest. See to it, brothers, that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God. But encourage one another daily as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. From this passage this evening, I want to bring out three brief points. Firstly, for those who are not yet Christians, will you respond to the call of God tonight, today? When you come to church service, you listen to the songs and you probably sing the songs. You listen to the sermons. And when you go home, some of those songs come back to you. Maybe during the week, some of the words from a sermon come to you. Maybe a verse from the Bible comes to you. Maybe something that a Christian friend or somebody in your family has spoken comes to you. That is how the Holy Spirit speaks to us. The Holy Spirit is God. He is the one who speaks directly into your heart when you're on your own. He's the one that can give you a sleepless night when you're wrestling with your thoughts. He's the one drawing you towards Jesus Christ. He's the one who shows you the sacrifice that Jesus made for you on the cross. Many people say, oh, I would love God to speak to me. If only God would speak to me, I would believe. If only God would give me some sign, I would believe. If you've seen the film Bruce Almighty, you might remember the wee bit, because they show it in schools a lot, I think I must have seen it 100 times, so I know it quite well. But there's one scene in it where he's asking, he's saying, God, give me a sign. He's driving along the road. And this massive lorry passes him. And on this lorry, all on it and in it, there's hundreds of signs in this lorry. And he's saying, God, give me a sign. But the sign's right there in front of him, but he doesn't see it. And we say, God, give me a sign. Speak to me. What do we mean? What do you mean by that? I've been a Christian over 40 years. I have never once heard the audible voice of God in my life, but God speaks to me every single day. He speaks to me primarily through his word, the Bible, but he speaks to me through other people. He speaks to me through the circumstances of my life. He speaks to me in my thoughts. He speaks to me in my conscience. He speaks to me in a multitude of different ways. Now, of course, we have to test all the ways and make sure they measure up to the Bible, which is the ultimate revelation of God and how he speaks. But the point is this. Stop waiting for a dramatic sign. Stop waiting for some flash of light in the sky. Stop waiting for some audible voice and recognize this evening God is speaking to you. And he's saying to you today, if you hear my voice, do not harden your heart. God is calling you. If you haven't yet believed or you've drifted away from the Lord, he is calling you to come to him this evening. He knows that you believe he's real, but he wants to be close to you. I'm reading a book, just started reading, I think, yesterday. Many of you will know the name John Piper. We've often speak about John Piper, an amazing Bible teacher. His son, Barnabas Piper, brought up in the home of this incredible man and woman of God. He said he knew the Bible inside out. He was in Sunday school, hand up, answering every question. He went to study theology. He did a degree in theology. He knew all the answers. He could give all the arguments. He knew all the big words. But he said himself, he didn't really know the Lord. There was no closeness there. There was no real relationship there. Because sin was standing in the way. Sin pride, arrogance, standing in the way. And maybe that's you. Maybe you think, well, I know it all. And I, as Graham was saying this morning, and I prayed a prayer, but there's no relationship with God there. Sin standing in the way, pride standing in the way, arrogance maybe standing in the way. Do you know the Lord? That's what he's asking you tonight. Jesus died on the cross for you, to break down the barrier between you and God, that you can know God Almighty personally, and hear him speaking right into your heart, to receive forgiveness of sins, not just covering your sin, but totally removing your sin, giving you a brand new life. He's calling you this evening. It's not an audible voice. It's in your heart. Do you hear him? Do you hear him call? You're being drawn to him. But friend, you need to take the step. You need to step forward and put your trust in him. Will you respond tonight to the call of God? Secondly, for Christians, have you done what God has asked you to do? Can I ask you, what is the last thing, Christian, that God asked you personally to do? When did you last get that little nudge from the Holy Spirit, or that thought planted in your heart or your mind that you were to do something? Maybe to go and pray for somebody, or go and pray with somebody. Maybe to visit somebody. Maybe to help somebody in a practical way. Maybe to invite somebody to your house for a cup of tea and a wee chat. Maybe to give the gospel to somebody very specific. Maybe to take a step of obedience in some area of your life that God has shown you from the Word of God. Maybe to confess some sin, to repent of it, and to begin to walk in freedom from it. When is the last time that you did what God has asked you to do? If you think, well, I can't think of anything that God has asked me to do lately. Maybe you're not listening to God, because God is always speaking. He's always speaking. We are not just saved and then left to kind of battle it out until we get to heaven. All the time, God is speaking. And we just need to open our spiritual ears and listen. God constantly speaks. We're surrounded by other Christians. We're surrounded by people who are not yet Christians. We are the hands, the feet, and often the mouthpiece of God to those people. Do you believe that God is always wanting to touch people? The people you meet, whether they're other Christians or whether they're people who don't yet know the Lord, do you believe that God is interested in them? God wants to touch them. God wants to show them his love. I hope you believe that. How's he going to do it? He does it through you and he does it through me. But we have to be open to the voice of his Spirit and that nudge that he gives us. Go and speak. Go and help. Do this. Do that. He is speaking. The question is, are you listening? And if you are listening, are you obeying? You may be thinking, well, that list that I mentioned there of praying for people, visiting people, doing practical things for people, well, that's not, you know, there's nothing very special about that. There's nothing very big or important about any of those things. You might think, well, if God was going to speak to me, you know, surely it would be something quite big and dramatic, maybe a plan to reach all of Ballymoney or to go somewhere as a missionary. God does ask people sometimes to do such things. But you know who those people are? People who are accustomed to hearing him do the little things. Most of us will not be called ever to be a missionary in a foreign country. Most of us, I'm not saying none of us. Most of us will not be given the major dramatic plan for the whole of Ballymoney. Most of us, but maybe there will be some of us who are. But God speaks to all of us. But small things, small ways, and it's learning to obey his voice, to hear him and step out in obedience. I do believe most of us need to get a fresh understanding of the power of God at work in our everyday lives. Most of us in this room would say, I'm just ordinary. Sometimes you may use that as an excuse. You think, I'm so ordinary. I've not been blessed with any amazing gifts or amazing talents or amazing abilities in anything. Ordinary in the hand of God is extraordinary. Do you work in an office? Do you work in a factory? Do you work in the health service? Do you work in education? Do you work in IT? Are you a student? Are you a homemaker? Are you a carer? Are you a foster carer? Are you a mechanic? Are you in retail? Are you in sales? Are you retired? You still meet people, don't you? Wherever you are, you meet people. I don't think there's anybody here that sits on their own from they leave here on a Sunday night to they come back next Sunday and don't meet another soul. Is there anybody? Because we have to come and visit you if that's you. I don't think there's anybody. We all meet people, somebody. How many people do you meet in a week? In your workplace, in your home, out in the shopping, out just in the street. Maybe you should keep a wee note of them, see how many. Is God interested in those people? Of course he is. Does God want to speak to any of those people? Does God want to break down a hard barrier in their heart through an act of kindness? Yes, he does. Does God want to come close to them? Yes, he does. How is God going to do it? Through you and me. Isn't God wonderful? No one can dictate to you. Nobody can dictate to you how God is going to use you. We're all in different situations, but one thing I know, he speaks to us. We just need to open our eyes and our ears, listen to his voice and say, Holy Spirit, don't let me harden my heart. Who do you want me to touch this week? Who do you want me to speak to? Who do you want me to pray for? Who do you want me to help? Who do you want to touch by your power this week, Lord? Use me. Use me. You pray that prayer, and I guarantee you, God will use you. And then finally this evening, church is a community. You're not walking alone. You know, the children of Israel, here we read about them in Hebrews 3. They were in the wilderness and they hardened their heart toward God. They didn't truly believe that God was sovereign and that God would look after them. That kind of blows my mind. They had been rescued out of Egypt, the most wonderful, amazing rescue plan out of Egypt. They had walked through the Red Sea on dry land. I don't know if you've ever imagined that, but walking through and a wall of water on each side, I always wonder, could they see into that water? Could they see fish swimming about and stuff? And they're just walking like one of those underground aquarium things. They're walking through on dry ground. And yet, they didn't really trust God. They didn't trust God to do what he said he would do. They began to complain and they quarreled and they hankered back for the days of Egypt. And here the writer to the Hebrews is using them as an illustration of what we are not to do. Don't follow their example. If you hear his voice, he's saying, don't be like them. They hardened their hearts. If you hear his voice, don't harden your heart. Listen and respond to God. Don't be having a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God. It's too easy. And that's why the writer says, verse 13, encourage one another daily, as long as it's called today, so that none of us may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. Church is a community. There's some Christians, and they think they're lone rangers. They think, I don't need church. I don't agree with everything they do in that church. You go to any church and not agree with everything. That is a fact of life. There's not a perfect church. No matter what denomination, no matter how holy they appear, there's not a perfect church. Every church has things that you personally will not agree with. You don't have to agree with everything. I plead, don't take the huff and walk away. You damage yourself. You damage the body, but you damage yourself. Do you know what happens? Happens right here. You walk away, you'll be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. That's what happens. The scripture says it. We come together and we encourage one another. The church is a body, a community. We need each other. And so here's what I'm pleading for. If God speaks to you and says to you, I want you to do this, I want you to step out in this, why don't you share that with somebody else in the church, just even one other person? If you keep it to yourself, nobody knows whether you've done it or not. Hold yourself accountable. Say to a friend in the church, I feel God's asking me to do this. I'm scared. I'm nervous. Will you pray for me? And then they can say to you next week, well, did you do it? Did you speak to them? Did you go to them? Did you help? And if you didn't, they'll say, right, you need to do it this week. And if you did, you'll be encouraged and they'll be encouraged. The power of community. Together, you'll believe for bigger, greater things. Christianity is relational. Not only with God, first and foremost, which is amazing, but also with each other. God has given us each other. Nobody, absolutely nobody, no matter how spiritual they think they are, nobody can go it alone. What was it, two Sundays ago, in the freezing Sunday when no heat came on, and I was in my bed with a sort of a flu thing, feeling miserable and sorry for myself. That whole week felt out of kilter because I missed being here in fellowship with my brothers and sisters. That whole week just felt not right because I couldn't be here. I've been born and brought up in church and I love it. I need it. Somebody was saying, another book I read this week, somebody was saying, you can tell the state of a marriage of like a couple who are, you know, somebody who's a pastor, is when the pastor's preaching, look at the wife's face. If the wife is sitting looking bored out of her skull, disinterested, angry, or doing this here. No, I occasionally do that, but Graham just doesn't look at me. But if angry or bored or disinterested, that tells you a lot about the marriage because it means what he's saying on the platform, he's not living at home. But if the wife's sitting there, smiling, nodding, engaged, that tells you the same person at home in the church. See, Graham's now smiling and nodding at me here. Why did I tell you that? Because no matter how long you've been in the road, you might have been in the ministry as we have for over 30 years, and I still say it, I need the church. I need my brothers and sisters to encourage me, to inspire me, to keep me focused on the Lord, to worship together as the family of God. God made us a community. The church is a community. Friends, we can inspire and encourage each other. On a Sunday, we're the gathered church. But Monday through to Saturday, we're the scattered church. Wherever you are still in the church. God has made you and put you wherever you are to bring the kingdom of heaven, to pray, Lord, let your kingdom come and to come through me, Lord, and whatever I'm doing. So this evening as a close, I just want to read two verses. Many of you'll know these off by heart, probably quoted them. Matthew 18, 19, 20. Again, truly I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything they ask for, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three gather in my name, there am I with them. There's nothing in these verses that suggests that this only applies to church prayer meetings or church meetings. This applies to any place where Christians meet together to seek God and to bring God's kingdom rule in the world. It's about agreeing together with other Christians. It's about relational Christianity. Sometimes we read those verses and we're a bit scared of them because they're so enormous in their promise. Anything you ask for will be done. Surely this is about Christians hearing the voice of God and not hardening their heart. That's what it's about. Yes, Lord, I will listen and I will obey. I will walk in faith. Whatever you are planning to do in my family, in my neighborhood, in my work, in my town, in my country, Lord, I want to be part of your plan. I want to be in on the act of whatever you're doing, Lord. You can be if you will simply say, I open up my heart and my ears and I listen to what you're saying and I will do it, Lord. I will do it. Don't you want to be filled with the Holy Spirit? Don't you want to be used of God? Today, if you hear his voice, don't harden your heart. Let's pray. Holy Spirit, speak to us even now. Touch us, Lord, and begin even now, Lord, to be dropping thoughts and ideas and plans into hearts and minds. Thank you that you do speak to us. Every day you speak to us. Forgive us when we haven't listened, when we've closed our ears to you. Forgive us when we have blatantly disobeyed you. Lord, we want to be sensitive to you. We want to hear your voice and be alive to the Spirit. Pray particularly tonight, Lord, for any here who have not truly, truly surrendered themselves to you. I pray, Lord, that they in particular would not harden their heart, but would commit themselves to follow Jesus. Lord, we know that you don't always speak. Sometimes you stop speaking when people refuse to listen. And I pray that that would not be the outcome for anyone here in this room tonight. In Jesus' name, give us grace, we pray. Amen. And your love is
great. Thanks for listening to this week's podcast. If you would like any more information, have a look at our website at www.ballymoneyelam.com.